Let me first ask you, I heard you understand German, or how much do you understand if somebody asks a question in German?
If it's very intelligent,
the question.
I don't understand much at all. But the longer I'm in Germany, I get the gist of it. And if I don't, I mean, if you want to ask in German, because I can have it translated.
I would try. Ruth and Alex Rothwax are the main characters in the novel Too Many Men. And now I wonder, why did you choose to continue with these characters? In other words, why? When did you decide that there would be a sequel to Too Many Men?
Well, I, in the beginning, decided there absolutely wouldn't be any sort of sequel. And this isn't a sequel of sorts. I think, and I only know this after finishing the book. I mean, I'm not clever enough to have known this before I began the book. But what I see is that this book is another side of Edek Rothwax and Ruth Rothwax. In Sulfilomena, there was the very dark, difficult side of their trip through Poland. And I think it's very easy to look at survivors of catastrophe, especially survivors of the Holocaust. It's very easy to look at them as poor, beaten, downtrodden Jews. And I wanted to show the other side of this. I wanted to show the daily life, the enormous life spirit. I mean, Edek Rothwax was a man who, because of his past, really should have been able to experience very little joy. And he was a man who was able to experience enormous joy. He had great appetites, and I wanted to show this daily life, this three-dimensional picture of a wonderful human being, so that it makes it a little harder to generalize and to decide, you know, that victims are, you know, little old people, or that perpetrators are monsters. You know, it's very dangerous to do this, to generalize and make make Nazis monsters, because they're very regular, ordinary human beings like me and you. And victims are also a range of ordinary human beings, you know. And I wanted to show the wonderful aspects of his everyday life. That's what I learned when I finished the book. When I began the book, I thought I wanted to see what happened to the affair between Edek and Sophia, and I wanted to see if Ruth could grow.
Mm-hmm. Which she does, I think.
Yes.
And when did you know that there would be a sort of happy end?
Oh, I knew that right at the beginning. I had all sorts of scenes for how this could end. Fabulous marriages. At one stage I had them marrying in Steven Spielberg's estate in Los Angeles. But I knew that they were going to get married, because I knew she loved him.
Sophia and
Edek. Yes.
Mm-hmm. But the success of the restaurant seems like a fairy tale.
Oh, it's wonderful. It was such fun to write. I love designing the dishes, designing the decor.
And Edek meets Steven Spielberg.
Sure, he's a customer. And in fact, the aspect of the Klops in particular was very meaningful to me, because I knew very little about my mother's family. My mother found it as painful to talk about the really unspeakable things that happened to her as she found it to talk about her family. They were as painful as each other. But what I did know was that my mother's mother was a good cook. They were very poor, and she sometimes, when they went to the country in the summer, they would empty the rooms, and my mother's mother would make meals and run a little restaurant. And the basic recipe for these meatballs, these klops, in this book, the basic recipe for all of them comes from my mother's recipe. So that was something that was very important to me, because my mother was a fabulous cook, but she couldn't eat with us. She felt too guilty to eat real food and always sat by herself and ate scraps of food. But she was a very good cook and looked happy when she was cooking. So there was a great history for me and an homage to my mother in making these klops.
You have your recipes at the end of the book.
They work.
They're not fictions.
No. I made klopsa for 2 years.
You yourself.
Yeah, me, okay. Myself. And in Philadelphia, the Philadelphia Inquirer, which is their major daily newspaper, ran a piece on my book. And then the publicist called me to say they were going to run one of the recipes. And even though I had made each recipe so many times, I panicked. I thought, what if they stick in the pan? What if they don't come out? But in fact, she said they were a very big success, and they printed them.
What does it mean to work and to write about such characters? How do they influence your plots and your plans as a writer?
Well, I live with them. I mean, when I wrote in Sous Philomena, I wrote out the biography of Rudolf Hess, because I wanted to show him as a regular human being. I wanted to show him as a father. He was a reasonable husband, as husbands go. And he was very good at his job. He was very reliable. He was very efficient. And I really wrote his biography out through the book. When I finished the book, I had lived with Rudolf Hess for so long that when I finished the book, I was walking along West Broadway one day, and, you know, I always feel a little bereft when I finish a book, because I want to go back and write more, because I've been living with these people for a long time. But Sous Philomena was already 800 pages, and I knew nobody would read it if I kept writing more and more. But so I was walking along West Broadway one day, and I thought, oh, I miss Rudolf Hess. And then I thought to myself, what did I just think? You know, so you are very immersed in another world, which really suits me, because I grew up very lonely and I had no relatives. I lived in one room with my mother and father, and I spent my whole time making up people in my life. And having conversations with them. It's very satisfying, because they don't argue with you. They very rarely say anything unpleasant to you. Yeah. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.